Now a story about all-stars in the classroom. NPR's education team has been bringing us the stories of 50 great teachers. Today, they're going to try something a bit different. They found a great teacher in Miami, but this time our reporters stepped aside and asked the students to do the reporting. Their teacher's name is, you know what, we'll let the fourth graders take it from here.
This is Lauren Page reporting live from Sunset Elementary, and oh my gosh, did you know that my teacher, Miss Devi, is one of the top 50 teachers in the USA? You'll soon discover why this is so from my point of view.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Miss Devi.
So my name is Lauren, and I was wondering, what's your name?
My name is Marlem Diaz-Brown, fourth grade teacher at the international program at Sunset Elementary School.
Oh, I'm so tired of learning, but not with Miss Devi. I'm news reporter Felipe Sanchez. Miss Devi makes learning fun and cares about all her students with equal importance.
My name is Patricia Kumimuro and I'm 10 years old. Every Monday, to kick off the good week, we have a Mindful Monday. In other words, we meditate for 10 minutes.
So let's begin the day like we always begin, with some mindful movements.
Okay, so could you walk us through the mindful exercise, like which things do you really like to do?
So the mindful movement exercises are just to clear our head, once again, to be present in the moment, but to stretch a little bit and to kind of be in touch with our bodies. And on your next in-breath, we're going to slowly, slowly raise our hands towards the ceiling.
You just get your mind off everything.
Okay. Anybody want to share?
When we were reaching up for the stars, I grabbed one of the stars and I felt the warm side of it and it made me feel safe.
And how does that feel to feel safe?
Amazing.
Amazing.
My name is Gabriel Gowdy and I'm 9 years old. Miss Devi motivates us in her activities and in many other ways. For example, writing Idol.
Yeah, I know you're thinking of American Idol, but trust me, writing Idol is a whole lot more different. Instead of five-year-olds singing opera, we read our most recent essays.
Welcome back, everyone, to Writing Idol. I'm your hostess, Lauren Page, presenting your judges. And your first contestant for today will be Patricia Quimby Morrow. Make some noise!
Oh my gosh, this is as crazy as a pink crow. What, you ask? Well, some schools are only letting kids with good grades play sports.
The most important thing for me in writing Idol is to hear the judges. And when you start sounding like me, I say it's so easy, I've done my job.
All right, judge number two.
I gave her a 9.4 because, you know, the introduction, a little bit more elaboration, a little bit more how and why.
As a judge, I feel like a teacher. I feel like an adult grading a student's essay. This gave me a look at how hard Miss Devi works, which motivated me even more.
Did you have an intention to grow up and have a different job, like
yes,
a dentist, an orthodontist?
Yes, I was a paralegal. I went to school for business administration. I ended up as a paralegal for the U.S. Attorney's Office. And then I fell in love with teaching when I went to substitute one day at my daughter's school.
One day. So what motivated you to, like, come up with all the activities we play?
I wanted to come up with things that you guys liked, to mix what you guys like to do with the curriculum that I have to teach in a fun way that makes you guys want to come to school every day.
What have you learned from your students and all your work?
I have learned over the years not to be a textbook teacher. I have learned that I want to have you participate in the learning process and that I want you to have fun while you're learning.
Now you've intrigued me. Like, did you like to read books a lot when you were young?
Well, you guys know how much I love to read now. But when I was younger, it was very hard for me because English was not my first language. So my mom would read books to me every single night, and that's how I got hooked on books. Very first book that I absolutely loved and got hooked on was Little Women.
Why did you choose kindness as your favorite word? Out of all the emotions in life, why did you choose kindness?
I chose kindness because if you're kind to others, you're going to have a great life. And actually next year, I'm thinking about taking all those classroom rules out and just writing down, be kind. That's how important it is to me.
To top things off, Miss DB truly interacts with us, making her the best teacher you can even think of.
It's incredible that one person can touch so many children's hearts.
She's my superhero.
Like a shoe polisher, she polished us until we shined like stars in the night sky. But of course, there's no such thing as being too bright. In my eyes, Miss DB won't just be one of the top 50 teachers. She'll be the teacher that gave me my purpose. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Iovine.
I'm Gabriel Gowdy.
I'm Lauren Page.
I'm Felipe Sanchez.
This is Miss DB's fourth grade class in Miami.
Not surprisingly, these students are photojournalists too. You can see their photos at npr.org/ed.